pleasant good morning to you guys. Welcome to the Business and Life Podcast. I've changed the name from Academy Answers to the Business and Life Podcast. So this podcast, let me just give you a backstory and an explanation. I think I owe my audience an explanation. This podcast was bred, if you have never heard me say it before, this podcast was bred out of a blog that I did on Facebook about 2013, 2014. I blogged for 2.5 years consistently every day on my Facebook group, a Facebook group I used to call Academy of Success. And people used to reach out to me from that blog to ask me questions, to gain my perspective, to gain my advice, to gain my opinion on different topics and on different things that they were going through, that they needed me to expound on based on what I have written in my blogs. So I decided that based on evidence and history and research that the problems that we go through are not new and they are not specific to us. We either go through the very same issues or similar issues. We are human beings. And that's why things like advertising, medicine, persuasion, psychology, leadership, that's why these things work, because they're common traits in human beings that you can recognize. That's why Facebook have so much data, Amazon have so much data, and they get to sell you, and they get to communicate with you, and they get to trigger you, because they have data on people like you. So we as human beings, we have that common trait in many areas. We're unique, but we have very similar traits and behaviors in many, many aspects. So what I used to do is I used to go through my messages and answer everybody individually. But it dawned on me that what the problem that one person is facing, I'm sorry, my tongue is tying up there. One problem that a person is facing, many other people are having the same issues. So I decided to answer at scale. I call answer at scale, meaning that I give the answer in a format that is recorded and stored as a digital asset, and people can keep going back to it. So if you have the same, if you follow me, if you run into me and you go through my stuff, you will either run into a problem that somebody asked me about 5, 6, 10, 15 years ago, or you have a new problem that you want to listen to my content to see if there's anything there that applies to you. So I answer these questions. So therefore, I call it the Academy Answers Podcast, because it was geared at answering these questions. But as time goes on, we start to come up with topics from discussion. Some are answers, some, most of them are not answers, about business and life, becoming a better person. It's still about happiness, successful potential. But I change the topic, since it's not so, the name of the podcast, since it's not so much answering questions from that blog anymore. So it's due time, we're changing it, we're giving it a fresh look. You'll see new arts and stuff coming up soon. So bear with me, guys, and thank you for being on this journey with me. I didn't choose this. This chose me. I was doing this long before I knew that this is what I was doing. Uplifting people, inspiring people, leading people, helping people to believe in themselves, helping people to think positive and adopt the right mindset so that they can build a perspective on life that serves them and get them to achieving the deepest desires of their heart. That's my mission. It chose me. I didn't choose it. That's what keep me going. I did this podcast for a whole year with two listeners. Only two listeners. I did somewhere in the region of 400 episodes with only two listeners. Now we're up to 15,000. After last time, I think it was 17,000 listeners on this podcast. All over. This podcast is everywhere. This morning, my topic is, I had to make that kind of explanation and clarification for you, my audience. So continue to support us on this journey. Share the podcast. Reach out to me, loanmotivatorcar@gmail.com. If there's any comments you'd like to make, if you want to drop me a note. So this morning, I want to talk about an age-old problem that's not going away, never go away. And although we have many different things ways of putting things in modern motivational stuff and modern personal development stuff. This one has been with us and is still with us. You know, sometimes we turn ambition, we change a word from ambition to desires. We change the word from perseverance to dedication. Like, we have different levels of words. Sometimes they mean the same things, but as time goes on, we replace them, we say different things. But one of the words that hasn't gone anywhere and is still one of the biggest killer of dreams that I want to talk about in an easy, concise way this morning, and that is procrastination. And the idea that our freedom, many people's freedom, is dependent on them curing procrastination. So we're going to do 4 brief points on how to fix this procrastination problem in your life once and for all. And the first thing is to make a plan, a schedule. What gets scheduled gets done. Identify the task. Once you have that goal, that task that you have to do, put it on a schedule. Monday at 9, I am going to do this. Tuesday at 10, I am going to do this. Next weekend, June the 15th at 7 p.m., this is what I am going to do. Then I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to do this. You either need the results and the feedback from those 3, 4, 5 steps, or you are into something before you make the next steps, or you're into something where you can just plan the whole thing out. So that's the first thing you need to do. Plan the whole thing out. Next thing, number 2, start small. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't try to see the end. Don't think of the whole big thing. Think of one thing. What is it that you're going to do? One thing. One small thing. You want to get fit? Walk the block. Simple. Small. Walk the block. Just walk the block. Don't think about the gym, signing up for membership. If you are in a procrastination loop, step back and let's do this a different way. You say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Step back. Step back and let's do it this way. Start small. I don't care what you think you can do. Just start small. Maybe you start to walk the block. Just walk the block. Don't get in pain. Don't go too hard on your exercise. Start small. Next thing, number 2, do the thing today. Do something today. Do something today. Today, not tomorrow, not next week. Just today. Do something on that plan that you have written out. And please write it. In your head, makes no difference, make no sense. That's an amateur way. It has no power. It won't help you to go forward. It's time you nail down this thing and take it seriously. Put it on paper. Write it down. Third thing, understand that action is the be-all and end-all. No amount of mental rehearsal, no amount of advice, no amount of research, no amount of overthinking is going to help you. Action. The most you will learn is by doing. You got to take action. And the last thing, put all this into perspective. This is the umbrella point. The umbrella point is that you must understand that learning, having a teachable spirit, learning, means same condition, new behaviors. You must have a teachable spirit. You must be willing to learn and understand that learning means that you have the same conditions, but you display a new behavior. So therefore, all these points that I just made, making a schedule, starting small, doing something today, understanding that you will learn the most by doing. Go out there, find out, how do I make myself do these things? Am I distracted do I have the time? Am I using the right time frames? Like, go deeper on this thing. Go find out how do you make yourself do these things. And two great topics of research that you will inevitably have to go deep on are discipline and habits. Discipline and habits. How do I make myself do this long enough so that it becomes second nature? So that I feel odd when I don't do it. Habits. Forming the habits. And I think it's Warren Buffett who said that bad habits are easy to form but hard to break. And good habits are hard to form but easy to break, because we're human beings. So go deeper. Take this thing. Don't think, oh yeah, listen to the podcast and I'm done. Lewin said to just go and make a plan, write out your plan, do something today. No. Go deeper. Geek out on it. Because we're living in a world of piles of distractions and negativity. And unless you geek out on this thing, you will be thrown off target and off track over and over and over again. Most people are not lazy, they're distracted. Most times, the root of your procrastination is distraction. So go deeper, remember those points, start today, keep taking action. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.